Start off with Steve Gilbert.
Hello, Tori.
Dave.
Just curious if you have any upcoming pitching matchups for us for the weekend.
Not yet. I'll go ahead and say that Zach will start tomorrow, and then beyond that, we're TBA. So we're juggling a few balls right now. And with them being in the air, we just haven't made any decisions, and we'll let you know as soon as possible when they land. And we're going to make the best decision forward to help us win some baseball games.
Just to follow up on that, have you guys made any, I know you wanted to sit down and talk with the staff a little bit about after Luke's outing yesterday. Have you decided kind of what Luke's next step might be?
We're right in the middle of that conversation as well. So we're trying to make the best decisions moving forward to help this team win baseball games every single night. So we'll finalize those conversations. And like I said, everybody every single night gets evaluated, and there's no exceptions. And that's our job. That's what we're supposed to do. We're evaluators, we're teachers. And we're going to try and figure out the best solutions possible each and every night to maximize our chance to win baseball games. And that's what these discussions will be centered around. Jody Jackson.
Hey, Tori. Has it been a little bit surprising that just the way the team's performed the last two nights, and how much urgency is there to just avoid the sweep here today?
Yeah, I think we've done some things that aren't very typical of Arizona Diamondback baseball. And, you know, you can pick just about any area, the pitching, the hitting, the defense, the relief pitching. So we're frustrated by that. But we can't do anything about the first two games that we've played here. All we can do is go out and control what's going to happen tonight and be ready for the first pitch. And those are my demands. Just not look beyond pitch one, not look beyond inning one, and just make sure that you're ready once you step on the field to give your best effort. So winning a baseball game will be nice. We're going to certainly give it everything we have, but it's not going to happen automatically. We've got to go out and execute at a very high level. Those are our expectations today. Evan Thompson.
Hi, Tori. I don't know if you've heard the news out of Anaheim yet, but the Angels are letting Albert Pujols go. If he doesn't come back and play, I'm just curious as to what reflections you have on his career.
Yeah, Pipe came into my office and was having a discussion with me about that. And I do have a lot of great memories, a lot of fond memories of what he's done inside of this game. But to me, he was an unbelievable ambassador to his country, to this country, to the entire baseball community about what it takes to be as professional as possible, about perseverance. And the performance it speaks for itself. We're talking about a for sure Hall of Famer. And the fact that I got a chance to watch him play 50 or 60 times, I'll never forget that. And no matter what type of pain he was in or how his body was feeling, you just never knew it. He always gave 100%. He's a great example of what every baseball player should be.
Jose Romero.
Hey, it's good to see you. Your thoughts on what you saw from Joaquin Soria yesterday, just good to get him in a spot there, and then maybe how he impacts the later innings of your bullpen going forward?
Yeah, you know, I know you guys were following that closely. He did deserve to be in that game based on the reasons why he came here, but we wanted to give him the soft landing possible, and, you know, we don't want him to go too long without pitching. So I thought that he threw the ball extremely well. I know there were a couple misses. I had a brief conversation with him in the dugout. And you know, those misses translated into some balls that resulted in some runs. But I think by and large, getting him back out on the bump and watching him go to work was really refreshing for every single one of us. And with each pitch that he throws and each outing that he has, he's one inning closer or one outing closer to getting back into that back end. And we'll get him there. it's going to happen. It might happen tonight. I don't know. But it was certainly nice to see him back on the field again and pitching and performing at a healthy level.
Any other questions for Torrey?
All right.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Torrey. We'll see you after the game.